when we talk about me opening this place. I'd be here at night painting, 2, 3 in the morning, trying to get open, because I had full staff wanting to work and get working. So I was working my tail off. It was winter. I was all sweaty, and I was carrying my sweater over my ski jacket, slippery ski jacket arm, right? When I was leaving around 2, 3 in the morning, snow, freezing, but I was so hot from painting. And as soon as I walked out the door and opened it, the group of hooded kids under the streetlight, you know. And I thought, oh no, come on. No. And my van was across the street, because they all turned and looked at me, and all you saw was like the shadow of a face underneath, you know, like Grim Reaper kind of thing was in my head because I was so tired. And I thought, well, whatever. I wasn't going to turn around and go back in. I just thought, I had my big purse. And I started to cross the street, and they all started walking toward me. I didn't run, I didn't do anything. The beauty of age, once again, I just walked. And right as I was putting my key into my door, they were right behind me, and I turned around, and the guy looks at me and hands me my sweater. I like started crying. I did. It makes me really sad, because you know, it's everything, isn't it? Our whole world is based on fear, and these kids weren't doing anything. They probably didn't have a great home life. They just were out of the house. And they picked up my sweater and walked it to me. They didn't say a freaking word. I was like, I started hugging him, and I was like, oh my God. I said, why didn't you say something? And he goes, I don't know. What do you want me to say? It changed everything. It changed everything.